Wait, is this thing on?
No.
You have, Craig.
No. Kick the generator on.
Did you plug it in?
Kick the fucking generator on.
It's plugged in.
Okay. Then yeah. We're good.
We're good. I see the numbers.
Hey, Warren.
Hey, Craig.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good, but I just wanted to say one thing to you.
What's that?
Welcome to Sleepless in Seattle.
Isn't that exciting?
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, you know what?
What?
What? It's January and it's like 73 degrees outside. There's not a cloud in the sky.
That's weird, isn't it?
I know. I just got off the tennis court.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely gorgeous out there, man. Yeah.
So, Arizona's good for some things.
Yeah. Hello to everybody in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Sorry. Yes. Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry. We don't know what snow is.
Check in with us in August. You'll be envious.
Yes, you will. No, they won't be envious. What are they going to be envious about?
Yeah. That we have better things coming.
Craig.
Oh, no.
You know what comes in the mail tomorrow?
You have that look in your face.
You know what comes in the mail tomorrow?
What? Your condom supply.
No. What? Yeah, like I would ever use those.
Okay. Let me think.
No. The long-awaited swag.
Swag?
Swag.
Tell me, what are we getting?
We're getting Sleepless in Cialis coffee cups.
Mm-hmm.
Tote bags.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, magnetic stickers. T-shirts and envelopes.
Well, okay. Thank God we have envelopes.
Does anybody mail anything anymore?
Nobody mails anything. Did you get those for free?
I don't know. They were just in the cart.
God, I hope. I hope they were free, pal.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no reason for that.
If anybody wants to inquire about Sleepless in Seattle swag, send us an email, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'd be happy to mail something to you in our new envelope.
Yeah. Well, we'll mail you anything in a Sleepless in Seattle envelope.
Oh,
send us the postage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or we'll meet you on the street corner and we'll put everything in our new tote bag.
Yes, exactly. Big hands at Sleepless in
Seattle. Did you decide to get the tote bags?
Yes, I did.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Well, because you have to tote things around.
Like what?
Well, when we go places.
Your phone?
No, when you and I travel, I'm not going to carry a man bag.
Your vaping thing.
No, are man bags fashionable?
No.
No, okay, so there you go. Yeah. That's why we need a tote bag.
You know what's supposed to be coming back?
What?
The fanny bag.
No.
Didn't like that then, don't like it now.
So, wait, hang on. Going back to the tote bags. Uh-huh. They're rainbow colored with Sleepless in Seattle right in the center.
Sweet Jesus. Yeah. What are you thinking about? Did you pay for these?
Well, of course. They're right out of our business account.
Oh, that's fantastic. Wow.
Obviously, you haven't checked the American Express account lately.
We're further negative now.
Well, yeah. I mean, I figure we're so deep
already.
Oh,
it's on credit. Okay.
It's on credit, yes.
So that's like free, kind of.
Well, no, the interest is
in your mind.
Yeah. I mean, we're not actually paying for it. American Express paid for it. We just have to pay American Express.
Fantastic.
So if anybody's interested in Sleepless in Seattle swag, shoot us an email. Wow. Bighands at sleeplessinseattle.com.
You should be a politician.
Why?
Because you think like one.
Because I'm giving away stuff that we don't have?
Yes.
And there's no way we can provide?
Yes, and no way we can ever pay it back.
I love that.
Perfect. Yeah. Yes. But you need to find somebody who we can stick it to. You know, like the government sticks it to the...
Yeah, we're sticking it to American Express.
The four taxpayers that are left in America?
Yeah.
They stick it to them. So, well, no, you can't stick it to American Express. They're going to throw you in the pokey.
Oh, yeah. Like that'd be the first time.
Wow.
Did you say that's what developed that certain
affinity for...
Wait. I think I said that wrong. Did you say get me in the pokey or throw me in the pokey?
Isn't that where you came up with that nickname?
Which one?
Peaches.
Well, that's a pokey? Whole other... Craig, we're on air. Craig, we're on air.
This is just between us.
I know, but we're on air.
No, I'm not going to tell anybody.
Don't be calling me Peaches in front of everybody.
But you told me that was your nickname in jail.
People can hear you. Stop it.
They can't hear me.
Huh?
They can't hear me. This is just us talking.
Change my name to Apricot.
Fig Jam. That's Fig what we're going to call you. Fig Jam.
Craig, I got one question for you.
What?
What is going on with our ratings?
Oh, my God. So they're through the roof.
Uh-huh.
And people are leaving these reviews that are just, they're mind-blowing.
So I looked on Apple the other day, because we're on Apple, Spotify, every platform you could think of.
Uh-huh.
And now we made it to Moldova. I don't know if you noticed
What's
that.
What's a Moldova?
I don't know. I don't know half these countries. I can't pronounce them.
I've never even heard of them.
But we're now in over 50 different countries. We're in all the states now.
We're over 40 different countries.
41 because of Moldova.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
you sure it's not Moldova?
Nah, we're not there. We apologize. Because, you know, here in the United States, we enunciate things slightly different than other countries.
You know, we're both on this podcast, right?
What do you mean?
Can I say something?
No, I'm
I just have one thing. I want to talk about some of our reviews.
I'm on a roll.
And you won't stop.
It's because of the coffee.
But you're not saying anything, Warren.
I never do.
I know, but now you won't let me say something that actually matters.
Well, don't act surprised. This is normal. Go ahead. What do we got? Okay. What do we got?
I want to read a review to you.
Wait. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So this one says, this is one from Tomas341.
Okay.
My wife suggested that I listen to the Box of Oddities, and man, was that the best recommendation I've ever gotten. I feel somehow that I have become part of a huge freak family, and it's amazing.
That brings a tear to my eye.
It does. Isn't that something?
And you know what? That is, you know, understanding that the majority of our listeners are men.
Right.
Our age in the mid-50s.
Yes.
Right? About 60% of them. Uh-huh. And we got a review from a referral from a lady.
Yeah, I think that's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you what happened to me today.
What happened?
So I'm in my Pilates class.
Okay.
That I take freely, and I'm a masculine guy, but I do Pilates because they feel good to me.
Uh-huh.
So I'm leaving, and this lady says, wait. And I said, yeah, can I help you? And she says, aren't you Craig from Sleepless, or just, she called it the Sleepless Podcast.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I am.
Yes.
I got recognized.
By your voice.
Part of our podcast. Well, it's too, we're on TikTok now, we're on Facebook.
Yeah,
she
we're
can
everywhere.
See who we are.
Right.
And it's, but she recognized me.
Isn't that is so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Craig from Sleepless in Cialis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this means we got to get our shit together. We got to start wearing the swag.
No, we just got to carry the stupid fucking tote bags.
Yeah. I'm going to start dressing like Pete Davidson.
Oh my God. You're going to get tattoos like Pete Davidson?
All over, man.
Are you really?
Yeah. Forehead, everything.
Are you going to get your wiener tattooed?
Might as well. It's not like anybody ever sees it.
Well, yeah. Then why would you go through that if nobody sees it?
Well,
it's a lot of pain, no?
Well, it's just one of those vanity things.
I had one on my arm, and it didn't bother me so much. But I was in the chair for almost 7 hours for this thing.
Oh, no. It's a beautiful tat.
Thank you.
It is. Yeah, I have two, one on each shoulder.
Oh, how hip are you? I call it a tat.
A tat.
Yes.
Yeah, wow. Isn't that juicy when I say that?
You're like a child.
Juicy, baby. What other reviews do we have in there?
Here's one. Oh, this one trips me out. This is from Ross Jar Wills. Ross Jar.
Okay.
This is the best podcast in the world.
Love that.
Thanks.
Love that.
In the world.
Yes. I don't know how many podcasts he's listened to before, but obviously enough that he's able to make that judgment.
Yes. Here's one from a lady.
Okay.
Changed my life.
Uh-huh.
I really hope I get to meet you one day. Thank you.
Wow.
Changed her life.
That is fantastic.
I hope she means in a better way.
Yes. Well, yeah. I hope she's not incarcerated now, too, is she?
Warren?
Yes.
We need to take a break.
Shit.
We need to take a break.
All right. Well, you have to go to the bathroom. Apparently, we're starting this all over again.
We're not doing that shit again.
Do we need to get Horatio back?
We've grown up.
Is Horatio in the bathroom?
We've grown up since then. Let it go, Warren.
I can't.
We just need to take a break because our sponsor is on here.
You're grabbing yourself.
Because we finally got a sponsor. You're
grabbing yourself unduly.
What's unduly? Like unduly sausage?
Yes, exactly.
We'll be right back.
Bye.
Bye.
Flush the toilet.
Warren, shut up with that shit. We're doing a grown-up podcast here.
I know.
This is very serious.
Don't worry, nobody can hear it.
This is very serious. Nobody had to go to the bathroom.
You were in the bathroom for 30 minutes.
Quit. Just stop this. Stop your foolishness.
Craig, you can't just go in the bathroom for 30 minutes and expect everything to
be
okay.
Can we keep going here? Because nothing happened.
Nobody knows you were in the bathroom.
I didn't go to the bathroom.
You were there. I don't know what you were doing in the bathroom, but you went in the bathroom.
Oh, Warren.
Yeah. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Warren.
Welcome back to Sleepless in Cialis.
Welcome back for the 14-second break that we took.
No, it was 30 minutes.
It wasn't 30 minutes.
It was.
Oh, my God. You're... fuck. Okay, I need to... Before we move on, I need to read you one more review.
Okay, let me have it.
This one's interesting.
Okay.
Super entertaining topics and such a funny, adorable couple.
Okay.
Highly recommend.
This is a really good review.
It is. And, you know, it's some people might be troubled by this.
Uh-huh.
But people that would see us that way, it's just because we're close. Uh-huh. We love each other.
Uh-huh.
And we're friends.
Right.
We're not a couple.
Right.
Per se. We don't do that stuff.
So let's go. Wait. So I think.
We
accept everybody. So we sure. We don't discriminate against anybody. And if there was a gay male couple, they're friends with us just like anybody else.
Sure,
if
right.
There's no issue in that department.
Right.
But I think a lot of people in society mm-hmm. judge us because we do have an open, honest relationship.
We do.
They automatically assume that we're a couple.
Right.
And that's not true.
It's not true.
And I think that's part of the stereotype that we're trying to break.
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly what we're trying to do.
And we're trying to allow.
We just want to see guys be comfortable in their own fucking skin.
Right.
And be able to have friends that they enjoy, that they love, that they can be completely, totally, 100% honest with.
Right.
And just be themselves.
Right.
And that's the whole goal of this podcast.
Is to allow people to be free and be themselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, I love that review that person wrote. I thought it was a fantastic review.
It certainly was.
And I think it also brings up a valid point. It doesn't bother you and it doesn't bother me to be referred to as a couple because
we
obviously know the reality. I love German Filipino food.
and Amish porn.
I quit the Amish porn thing. That was getting out of control. But the reality is men need to be allowed to share their emotions, have good friends, be honest and open without being referred to as a couple.
Right. True.
Yeah.
Right.
Why can't we just be referred to as people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if they want to refer to us a couple, I don't give a shit.
Doesn't bother me.
No, it doesn't bother me. It's not. It's not the truth.
Uh huh.
But whatever floats your boat. I don't care.
Yeah.
I wanted to one other.
Okay.
Thing that I need to talk to somebody because there's a lady named Lynn Morgan.
Okay.
And she says by far my favorite podcast.
Love that.
Lynn.
Love that.
Lynn. I need to tell.
Get a hold of us.
Can you just quit talking for
Call
a second?
Call Craig.
Just quit talking for
his
a second.
His number is.
Lynn, there are other podcasts. I'm not sure that you know this, but there are other podcasts.
No, don't tell Lynn that.
She might find something interesting and will help her.
She thinks you're hot, Craig.
She doesn't. She just said this is her favorite podcast. Why do you get that out of everything?
But why are you bagging on Lynn?
Why does your fucking head go there?
Give Lynn a chance.
I'm not bagging on Lynn. I'm trying to help Lynn.
Oh, so you never listen to John Lennon?
What?
Give peace a chance.
Oh, my God.
Give Lynn a chance. Why do you have to be so cold with all these people?
I'm not cold, Warren. I just want to help her.
You got to break down the wall, man.
Hey, but
okay.
Floyd King Belly 657. I just started at the beginning and just got caught up. I am so sad I have to wait for the next episode. Good news, Floyd. You don't.
Because you're listening to it
right now.
Yes.
And hopefully we'll have one right after
this. I like that name Floyd, by the way.
Do you really?
Yeah, when you hear the name Floyd, what do you think? I know we had issues with Floyd last year, the year before.
Floyd Mayweather. I'm not famous.
No. The issue up in Minnesota, which was horrible with the police.
Oh, and George Floyd.
Yeah, the police brutality and all that. And we don't want to dive into that. But when you hear the name Floyd, it kind of brings, I think it's Elmer Fudd.
Yes.
Yeah. Going back to that genre.
Now, I sent you a text earlier this week. You never responded. And that was, I think you should change your dog's name.
Yes. That what word? Where did that come from?
I don't remember what it was. It was it was like divine inspiration.
Yeah.
But perhaps it should be Floyd.
Floyd.
Uh-huh. I had a cat named Lloyd.
Well, I did. So you want to bring your cat Lloyd back to hang out with Floyd?
No, I just want you to have... I want you to... like bond with this dog.
Let's get this out on the table.
And you
right
need
now.
A better name so it'll bond with you.
Does the neighbor's dog have autism?
It's just its owners.
Well, I think it might be its owners.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But we should broach this subject.
So,
yeah.
Because the funny thing was, so they had their dog killed by an animal.
Correct.
Some kind of animal. They think it's whatever. I think it was a rattlesnake. I don't know.
Right.
So, and that was because it was a tiny little dog. and they leave it outside all the time.
And we live in an area where there's a lot of predators. We have bobcats, we have coyotes, we have hawks.
Yeah,
rattlesnakes.
So and they're just amazing nature. What do? They buy a cage with a cage over the top of it so they can leave it in this tiny little pen outside all day and all night. And nothing can get to it because it's got chicken wire all around it.
So these
isn't that wonderful?
These people buy a dog to cage it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I understand like making a dog run because you want them to go outside, but you don't want them to get attacked by something.
Right.
I totally get that.
Or supervise them.
But that's like the parents who just stick their kids in a playpen all day long and
turn on
a video. It's the same kind of thing. It's like, well, why did you have them?
What's the point of having kids?
If you're not going to be with them, raise them, spend time with them, grow their character, all these things.
Have you ever seen them walk this dog?
Oh, no. I see them walking the neighborhood.
Yeah, but not
I never see
no
the dog.
Dog
with them. Why not?
They're because going. The dog has autism.
The dog doesn't have autism.
Or Down syndrome, one of the two.
You think it might be Down syndrome?
Did they ever look at his face?
No.
No. I mean, the thing can tell you the day of your day and date of your birth, but it can't walk a straight line.
I have to make a plug for like my favorite TV show of all time.
What's that?
Born This Way.
What?
It's just it's Down syndrome adults, and there's like 12 of them, and it's just their lives.
Really?
They have a community center that they all go to.
And
they all disperse, but they see each other sometimes. They do stuff together sometimes. It is seriously, it is a fantastic show.
I
want to
check that out.
Yeah.
Do you know who I got a chance, who I had a chance to work with? I kid you not.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
She's got a rack.
She
but
does.
Never mind. The Rain Man.
Tom Cruise?
No, it wasn't Tom
Dustin
Cruise.
Dustin Hoffman?
Dustin Hoffman? No, the real Rain Man, not the actor.
Seriously?
Yes, I was.
I've watched a show about him. It's fascinating.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
I was at a resort. I was director of food and beverage, and we were doing a conference for raising money for people with autism, and they brought him in to participate in the function. And I remember speaking to him, telling him my birthday, and he's like, Tuesday.
Really? Wow.
I have no idea if he was right or wrong. He could have said any day and I would have believed him. But
did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Absolutely fascinating, man.
Wow.
Nice fellow. Yeah. Very nice fellow.
George Stephanopoulos.
What? He doesn't. Is he? What?
That was his name.
Where the fuck did that come from?
I don't know. You don't know if I'm right or not, but apparently
George Stephanopoulos,
if I just say it, you believe it.
Wasn't he the Scud Stud?
Yes.
Yes, he was.
Yep, that's him. Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people remember the Iraqi War.
You don't think so? Well, I guess not.
Was it the Iraqi War?
That kind of brings us to something. Do we have enough time left in this episode to actually talk about something real?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
As long as we keep it short.
So we're Gen X.
Wait, we're almost done. Oh,
so
okay.
We're Gen X.
Gen X?
Yes.
Okay. Gen X?
Which is French for Gen X.
Gen X.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what things have we seen in our lifetime
fascinating
that went
question.
Away
uh-huh.
that people are never going to experience again? There are things that there our generation
things.
Experienced that nobody will ever experience again.
That's true, man. Yeah. So, number one.
Life without cell phones.
Life without cell phones. We didn't know what cell phones. How old were you? When? What was your first cell phone like?
It was large.
It was like a block or a brick.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't one of those. It wasn't in construction.
Mine was like in the early 90s or
was
something.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think mine was too.
Yeah.
I think I had a Motorola Razr.
Oh, man, that was fancy.
It was kind of fancy back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about internet?
I didn't have internet. Matter of fact, I remember when I first got internet. Beep, boop, boop.
Yep.
Remember that?
AOL,
Dial-up?
America Online, man.
Yeah, I loved America Online.
Yeah, that was
hot. And you could chat with people that weren't even in the same room with you.
Did you ever have MySpace?
No.
I did.
Yeah, it was a big music platform for
was
musicians.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. That was pretty. Okay, so we cell phones we didn't have, internet we didn't have.
What else
we
had? Pencils.
Pencils we had. Yeah, we did.
Right, but they don't have them.
Pencils?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody uses those damn things anymore.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Pencils. That's another.
What about this? What? Saturday morning cartoons. How'd you change the channel?
You got up and changed the channel.
You had to get up and change it, right?
Yeah, which meant I just kept watching the same thing because God forbid I'd get up and change it. Too damn lazy to change the channel. Yes.
Yeah. But our generation didn't have remotes when we were young. You know what I remember?
You know what we did have?
What?
Cereal.
Yeah, we did have cereal and milk.
Yeah, that went with the TVs and not being able to get up to change your remote.
Those two things were invented by then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But they don't have them anymore.
I still remember the day that they installed cable into our neighborhood. And this is like the late 70s, early 80s when this happened. And MTV.
See, now MTV is not what I remember.
What do you remember?
I remember Cinemax.
Cinemax?
Cinemax After Dark.
No, no.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Tell me more.
We wouldn't buy it.
Uh-huh.
So, but I would wait because it would like scroll these like bars.
Uh-huh.
But you could like see things in between. So I'd wait till I could see something like a titty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd sit down. I'd wait for hours. But then I'd see it and I'm like, oh, I saw a titty.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. That was the best.
Yes.
On TV.
Yes. Now they can look at the most absurd, crazy porn. Just pick up their phone.
Amishporn.com?
Not Amish. And it's not Amish.
It's Amish.
You just said Amish.
Because it's spelled with an A.
But then you said Amish.
That's all the same shit. All right, ladies and gents.
Hey, thank you for being here.
Great episode. Facebook is what?
Facebook is, it's a social media platform.
No. What's our... It's sleepless in Cialis, one word.
Yeah.
And our email address?
It is bighands@sleeplessincialis.com.
If you're interested in the Sleepless in Cialis swag, shoot us an email. We'll get you some information on that.
Yes. God knows you need another tote bag.
Yeah. One of these days, we'll get it up on sleeplessincialis.com.
Oh, yes.
That would be fancy because we do have a shop platform. Yeah,
and on our, the way the kids say, FB page.
FB. What about TalkTick?
Tickety-talk. We can put it on there, but I think you can buy shit over Tickety-talk.
Oh. Well, we can't even spell the name right.
Well, I tried to put up a video today.
Uh-huh.
And I can't figure it out.
On Tickety-talk?
Yes.
Oh. Well, we got to work on
it. It was
on
an
this.
Old one of you, and I thought it was hysterical, and I was going to give you a surprise. And I couldn't even make it work.
We'll get it. We have 50,000 views on our TikTok page.
We do.
Yeah. If you want to see what we really look like and how handsome we truly are.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
The funny thing about that is we got like 48,000 views in the first minute and a half.
Uh-huh.
And we've gotten 1,200 in the last
what happened
4 months.
Man? Yeah.
I don't know. It's bizarre.
Guess everybody finished up pretty quick.
Yeah, they were done with us.
All right, everybody. Have a great day.
See you later.
Bye.